Hello, darlings. Welcome to the Reawaken You podcast with me, your host, Kate Parker. This is the spot for all things to wake you up, to step outside of the status quo, create new thoughts, and build new beliefs. I want to wake women up to go after their desires, their goals, and dreams, and to become the most powerful version of themselves by stepping out from underneath the patriarchy. Let's go, beautiful. Hello, hello, hello. Oh my God, very first potty on the Reawaken You podcast. I'm so excited. I really, really am. Oh my God. I mean, like, this has been a long time coming. I freaked out hard, right? Putting yourself out there is the scariest thing in the world because you could be critiqued. You could have a whole lot of negative and bad feedback. But you know what? I thought, fuck it. Let's just do this, right? Let's do this. I've got shit to say. You've got shit you probably will listen to. And hopefully we can meet in the middle, right? So you're probably wondering, who the hell is this person in my ear? Well, I am Kate Parker. I'm an empowerment coach based in New Zealand. I am also a published author. Some years ago, I wrote books, thrillers, about an assassination team underneath a pen name. And I'm a mother. I have a daughter who is 12. And holy smokes, she is freaking awesome. She is really awesome. Like, I know that parents think the world of their children, and so they should, right? That's their job. But my child, man, she is a sassy, sassy little chicken. What else do? I work full-time. Right now, I work in the building and construction industry in New Zealand. I work in the education side of it, where we train adults to be healthy and safe and to try and stay alive. Yeah, hopefully what we do is the good thing. I also read. I read so many books. So probably, like, you know, 50 odd a year. A lot of it is in the development world, where I'm reading about, you know, how to get over things and how to break through issues and how to work through your self-sabotaging things. And I also read about self-care, well-being, mindset, all the good things. I am probably a full-blown geek. I wear glasses. I'm so blind. but I do have a big love of, like, style, design, beautiful aesthetics. My background is actually in design. When I left school, that's what I went and did. I love sparkles, I love jewelry, I love things that catch my eye. I'm a bit of a magpie. And I love music, right? Music, I grew up with music. I played music. I played the violin and the piano and the guitar and, I don't know, the recorder. And there was a whole bunch of other stuff as well. But I did play a lot of music as a child. I am the descendant of a concerto violinist. And that was a pretty big impact on my life. That was my grandmother. And and now I don't play music anymore, but I listen to it all the time. And you're probably wondering, what the hell does this woman listen to? I listen to everything. Everything except for country. Country is not my jam. I'm okay with that. I respect it. Always has a good beat, but it's just not for me. Right? So the main stuff I listen to, especially when I'm working, is I listen to a lot of drum and bass. I listen to a lot of electronica dance music. And I love things that, you know, that really fucking fire me up. I love that because it gives me energy. And then when I have energy, I can pass that beautiful energy out to others. So you're probably wondering, what does she do? Well, I am a coach, right? So I am an empowerment coach. I'm technically a breakthrough life coach. I'm an abundance coach, and I'm also a trauma-informed coach. So there's a couple of different qualifications sitting under it, but that's the qualifications I've got. But my big mission in my life is I want to wake women up to go after their hopes and dreams and to become their most powerful version of themselves by stepping out from underneath the patriarchy. You're like, holy shit. Oh, yeah. And I will swear on this podcast because that's just me. I'm just trying to be authentic. I'm trying to have a voice. And you're going to hear it come through. So I hopefully you won't get offended. And if you do, just kind of replace the swear words, the sweary words with something nice that makes you feel better. So how do I work with women? Well, in the past year, I have been coaching people one-on-one. Now I am going to be doing it slightly differently. I'm changing my business model. And I have four pillars that I work to. So the four pillars are, one is self-care sovereignty. The second one is authentic living. The third one is queen energy embodiment. And the fourth one is legacy creation. So under self-care, we talk about things like well-being and energy and where you put it and what your habits are and how can we do things that actually rejuvenate us. With authentic living, I talk about being unapologetic, right? If you believe something, speak up. Don't say things like sorry, not sorry, or unpopular opinion. We want you to be authentic, right? Who you are is magical. It is fucking magical. You are the only you in this world. And what I want to see is I want to see you become more you-ier than you have ever been before. And I want you to speak your truth. Speaking truth, it lights things up. Even if people don't agree with it, it challenges beliefs. I'm all about that. With Queen Energy embodiment, it's about knowing you are worthy, right? It's about facing challenges with dignity and strength. We've all faced challenges before, sometimes without dignity or strength. Like, honestly, you don't want to see the battles that I've fought in my lifetime. It's not great. But I have learned, right? And you can learn too. Everyone can learn. It's also, Queen Energy is also about leading with compassion and integrity to who you are. Yeah, it's about transforming those negative thoughts into positive thoughts. It's about transforming, you know, I mean, we're allowed to have negative thoughts, right? It's part of the human condition. But it's about using those thoughts and taking positive action. Saying, fuck it, that's a terrible thought. What am I going to do with it? Okay, I'm now going to do this instead. And it's also about knowing that the power is always within you. No one can take your power away unless you give it to them. They can't, right? If you give your power away, then that's on you, yeah? But you need to claim it back. And there are many ways that you can do that. And the fourth one, legacy. Well, this is about aligning our actions to what we want to achieve. This is about thinking about where we want to go, thinking about our future self, designing her and stepping into it, taking action, embodying those things so that you actually become the person that you want to be within this world. It's about creating with passion and purpose, and it's about leaving a positive imprint on the world around us. Everything that we do, everything that we say, it has this ripple effect. It has a ripple effect. You know, I could say to somebody, that is a beautiful dress that you're wearing, you know, and that might be the first nice thing that person has actually heard all day, right? And that gives them confidence. It uplifts them. It brings them delight. You know, they feel something from that. And when I talk about contributing to the world, I also talk about the collective upliftment, because, you know, fuck it. We all sit there, we all watch things online, we see things on TV, and we think, oh, must be nice for her. Must be nice for her to have all those things. Well, shit, dude, if you are looking at that woman or that person and going, I wish I had what they had and it must be nice for them, that's telling you you want something. That's telling you that something is out there that you can achieve, it might not be exactly the same thing, but unless you get on the journey, you won't actually know. And legacy is also about honouring what's in the past. You know, we have to honour it. It stays there. We can't change it. We can change our thinking around it. We can change our thoughts. We can change how we view it. But it stays there. And it's about looking at what we have in the present. You know, being fucking thankful. I mean, for goodness sake. Okay, right. Some of you, your lives might not be brilliant, right? But there is always light. There is always light in the darkness. I promise you. You just have to walk out. And it's also about sowing the seeds for the future. Putting things in place now, doing things now, so that you can step into your future self. It is so empowering. Becoming your future self, I mean, that's amazing. Think about like all the amazing things that you would like to do and achieve in this world and in this life. You only have one life, right? Think about the things. What are some things that you would like to do? Would you like to go, I don't know, skinny dipping? I'm just pulling it out of the air here. Would you like to go skinny dipping? Or maybe you want to jump out of a plane and go skydiving? Or maybe you just want to fly to Phuket and, I don't know, sunbathe naked on the beach? I have no idea. What is it? What is it that you want? I mean, I do a thing called downloading where if I see something that like really inspires me, I will start writing things down. I just start downloading them out of my head and going, that would be really fucking cool. I'd really like to do that. And so then I put a plan in place. I think, oh, I would like to go skydiving. So I'm actually just going to book it, or I'm going to save the money so I can book it. Or, you know, I'm going to just at least talk to some people who have gone skydiving to actually find out if this is something that I really want to do. I'm going to do some research. I'm going to just discover what it is about this particular activity that makes me want to do it. So there may be things on this podcast that, you know, challenges your beliefs. I mean, I'm going to be real here. They're probably going to challenge my own as well. But, you know, this is a journey. And challenging beliefs is a really good thing to do. It's really good for your brain. And we can pick and choose which ones we actually want to believe. We don't have to stay with the same belief systems. Our parents, you know, don't get me wrong, I love my parents. You know, my parents, amazing people. Absolutely amazing people. But they had their own belief systems. And some of their belief systems were from their parents' belief systems. And so it passes down through generations and generations and generations. And at some point, we have to stop and we have to ask ourselves, does this belief serve me? Does this belief that I am to be a housewife to a man and get married and have kids and do all the washing and ironing and cooking and, like, you know, kind of all that stuff, does that belief serve me, or is there something else out there? Is there something else that I can choose to believe that would serve me better? You're also going to hear me talk about the patriarchy. Yep, it's going to be there. It's always going to be there. It's part of the conditioning of the world. It's been there for eons. It will probably continue to be there for eons. However, this is about stepping out from under it and reclaiming your own power. It's not about dismantling the system. It's not about that at all. It is about claiming who you are, living boldly, living authentically, not being ashamed, not being afraid to speak up. It's about being you. The youer you can be, the better. Because there's only one you, right? There's only one you with your genetic makeup. There is only one you in this world. There is only one life that you live. So reawaken you is about waking you up. It's about waking us all up. This podcast is really a tool for me to start getting my message out there. It's about me having a voice in your ear about me sharing messages that are on my mind, that I think other people might need to hear. And I'm grateful that you're here listening. I'm really grateful. I'm grateful that you're here. I'm grateful that you're listening, that you're still listening. And what I bring to the table hopefully will be of a lot of value. Yeah. Anyway, so that's kind of about me. I don't have a lot more to say right now. Actually, I do have a lot to say. But on this particular episode, I don't think I have much more to say. That was a bit of an introduction about what I do, who I am, what I'm about. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Before you go, did you know that I have a quarterly magazine? In it, I talk about all things, and the best part is, it's free. To subscribe, I've put the link into the show notes. Also, if you want access to the Reawaken Woman Manifesto, this is a thing that you can print and put somewhere so you see it every single day. Well, that link, it's in the show notes too. See you next time.